WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. March 13th. That's the deadline set by the Trump administration for all federal agencies to submit plans for massive layoffs. These folks in Illinois who were fired by the VA.
I hope to get my job back. I really do. I don't know how long it will take.
I don't believe it's correct in any facet that a federal worker working for the government should have to live in fear to save their jobs.
He's not in the cabinet, but Elon Musk was at President Trump's cabinet meeting today, where the president backed up Elon Musk's email demand to federal workers to report progress to DOGE or be terminated. The Supreme Court on Wednesday temporarily blocked a judge's order giving the Trump administration a midnight deadline to release billions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid. Among the programs without funding, says USAID officials, contracts that provide treatment for malnourished children and a project in Congo that operates the only source of water for a quarter of a million people. This is ABC News. Police say a Tennessee man has been charged with an act of terrorism after he was threatened to burn down an XAI facility because he was upset with its founder, Elon Musk, and President Trump. Sounds like a plot in a Western, but California and Arizona are seeing a trend in train heists.
In less than a year, investigators have looked into nearly a dozen train heists in the California and Arizona deserts in which suspects cut air brake hoses, causing the trains to stop, and then multiple people board, stealing mainly Nike sneakers being shipped east. Court documents show a number of arrests have been made, but the burglaries, as they're categorized, are continuing and are often carried out by Mexican citizens linked to the Sinaloa drug cartel. Often trucks are waiting to drive away with cases is full of Nikes to be sold on sites like eBay. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The NFL considering changing overtime rules in the regular season to decrease the advantage of teams who win the coin toss. Receiving the ball first has become more of an advantage. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here at the NFL Scouting Combine, where over 300 of the top college football players are here to meet and work out for NFL teams. It's also a chance to meet with players' agents. But Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's focused on the draft.
For me, it's more about getting to know these college players and making sure that the time we spend, not only in the interviews, but watching them compete on the field, you know, the weigh-ins, just everything that they do here, just kind of immersing yourself in that to get to know these guys as well as you can. You don't have this opportunity again. This is kind of a 1 week. So to me, that's the priority.
College hoops. Wisconsin over Washington, 88-62. Marquette down Providence, 82-52. The Bucks losing to the Rockets in Houston by 3, 100-97.
We just didn't play right. They kept getting stops, but then we kept going down, turning the ball over and making bad plays on our own.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson, where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark, deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Ed Harris and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, just a little bit of light rain out there. Otherwise, breezy west winds developing with lows in the lower 30s. On Thursday, we'll have a slight chance of some rain and some snowflakes out there. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and breezy, highs in the mid-40s. It's 3 below at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Judge Susan Crawford joins us at 11:06. The election just 5 weeks away for the next spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy, Wednesday? Holy cow, the week is sliding right by. Senator Bernie Sanders will be with us in just a moment. He's out on his anti-oligarchy tour. Oh, is he here? Aha! Senator Sanders is here. I'll fill you in on the rest of the program when we're done talking with Senator Sanders, because I do not want to keep him waiting. The man of the hour, the guy who's out there taking names and kicking ass, traveling across the Midwest, talking to people about oligarchy. Senator Sanders, welcome back to the program. It is always so nice to have you with us. Tell us about your tour.
Good to be with you again, Tom.
Thank you. Tell us about your anti-oligarchy tour.
Well, I think that all across this country, in blue states, red states, purple states, people are outraged at what they're seeing in the Trump administration. You know, I was at the inaugural event, kind of had a box seat, and what was fairly remarkable is right behind the president getting sworn into office are the three wealthiest people in America, Mr. Musk, Mr. Bezos, Mr. Zuckerberg. And then right behind them are 13 other billionaires who were nominated by Trump to take over major agencies. So if we have ever seen a government of the billionaire class, by the billionaire class, for the billionaire class, we are seeing it right now. And people understand that at a time when the very richest people are becoming phenomenally richer, while working families all over this country are struggling, what we're seeing now is absurd. It's unacceptable. We have got to fight back. And that's what the oligarchy tour is about.
Tell me about the reception you're receiving.
Well, it was really good. We are initially and primarily focusing on those congressional districts where Republican members of Congress won by slim majorities. And that was the case in Omaha, Nebraska. It was the case in Iowa City. We will soon be hitting the road into Michigan, into Wisconsin, probably Nevada, probably California, New York State. We'll be getting around the country and making it clear to constituents in those districts that there will be, in the relatively short period of time, a major, what is called a reconciliation bill. It's a big bill. It's Trump's beautiful big bill. And what that bill will do is provide over $1 trillion in tax breaks to the top 1% and make massive, massive destructive cuts to Medicaid, education, housing, veterans' needs, and what working families desperately require. And when we talk about the proposed cuts to Medicaid, there may be some people who are listening will say, well, you know, that's too bad, but I'm not on Medicaid. Understand that if Trump gets away with what he wants, it will mean massive cuts to the community health center program,
which provides primary health care to 32 million Americans, something I have fought for very hard over the years, but 40% of their revenue comes from Medicaid. They will not be able to provide the primary care that people need. Two out of three people who are in nursing homes. You got a mom or a dad in a nursing home? Well, guess what? Two out of three people in nursing homes get supported by Medicaid. Medicaid obviously plays an important role with hospitals all over this country. If they don't get the money they need, your rates are going to go up when you end up in the hospital. So at a time when we have a broken and dysfunctional healthcare system and are the only major country on earth not to guarantee healthcare to all people, what Trump is proposing will make destructive, absolutely destructive, have a destructive impact on healthcare for every American. And all of that is to give $1 trillion in tax breaks to the 1%.
Yeah, it's truly mind-boggling when you consider the breadth and depth of it. Congressman, I've always thought of you as a singularly brilliant political person, analyst, politician, et cetera, but you're not alone.
I would not go that far, Tom, but I thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, but let me qualify that. You're not the only guy, who's caucusing with the Democrats. There's a lot of Democratic politicians who know how to give a damn good speech. Why aren't more of your colleagues doing what you're doing?
Well, I think, in fairness, you'll have to ask my colleagues. But I think, in my own view, and Tom, you have heard me say this, you and I used to do a regular show every Friday, and you've probably heard me and listeners have heard me say this. Trumpism is, I think, not so much that ordinary working people want to see tax breaks for billionaires and cuts to Medicaid and education. It's not that ordinary people want to throw 20 million undocumented people out of this country and break up families and destroy the economy in the process. It's not just ordinary people, are racist, are sexist, are homophobes. It is largely a failure of the Democratic Party over the years to recognize the reality that the status quo is not working for ordinary people. Today, as you and I chat, Tom, 60% of the American people are living paycheck to paycheck. And I grew up in a family that lived paycheck to paycheck, so I know what that's about. And the stress that is on ordinary people from California to Vermont is just extraordinary. People right now, they're worried about how they're going to pay their rent, how they're going to, if they get to work, how they're going to afford childcare. Their mom is sick. How are they going to buy prescription drugs that their mom may need? How do you raise a family when the price of food is soaring and get decent quality food? So you got all of these, and you well know, I know you talk about it all the time, but unbelievably, in the last 50 years, if you look at in real inflation accounted wages for the average American worker has not gone up. It has been stagnant. You have a huge increase in worker productivity and technology, and all of those benefits go to the 1%. That is the reality. You tell me, Tom, you're a political observer. How many Democrats talk about that reality?
Yeah, a very small handful, unfortunately. I mean, we have Ro Khanna, Mark Pocan, Pramila Jayapal, they come on the program regularly doing what you used to do, taking calls for an hour. It's pulling teeth trying to get a lot of these Democrats either to come on the program or even speak out like that.
That's right. So if you're the average person out there, and there are people listening to the show right now, they're making 14, 15, 16 bucks an hour, maybe less. Do they think that the Democrats are responding to their needs? We haven't raised the minimum wage, which is now at the federal level, 7 1/4 an hour. Only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people. Only major country not to guarantee paid family and medical leave. So what people are saying is, look, Democrats haven't done anything. Trump is talking about changing the system. Well, the system does need change. I'm going to vote for Trump. Unfortunately, the changes that he is bringing about in virtually every way will make a terrible situation even worse. And it's not just catering to the needs of the billionaire class. I guess today he announced the, what is that called, gold card. So if you're a billionaire, you can buy American citizenship.
Yeah.
$25,000. But if you're a working person, what you're going to get in this country,
is cuts to Medicaid and education. But it's not only even the economics of what's going on. What is very frightening, and I'm sure you have been discussing it, is the movement toward authoritarianism, which is tied into oligarchy. You have a president now who, for the first time, I think, at least in modern history, is usurping the powers of the Congress, challenging the powers of the courts. You know, the older I get, the more appreciative I am of these guys in the 1770s who were nobody's fools, who had the courage to take on the King of England, fight for self-determination here in America and the colonies, and understood that you have to disperse power. And that's why you have a legislative branch, the Congress, you have a judiciary, that's the federal courts, and you have an executive branch, the president. They did not want another king. They fought against the king. And now you have this guy challenging the courts. You have J.D. Vance saying, well, you know, I don't know that the courts have the ability to stop or should have the ability to stop a president. Really? It's about 150 years of American jurisprudence. You're having the president deny the funding that Congress has passed, totally unconstitutional. So you got all of that. Then you got the billionaire class owning the media, and you're seeing that play out. You know, Musk playing putting out all kinds of lies and distortions on his in Twitter. Just today, you may have noticed, Tom, Jeff Bezos, and I think, you know, Jeff has a bit of envy here. He's only the second wealthiest guy in the world. He's only worth a mere $250 billion. He has told his editorial page to become a right-wing page. He owns Twitch as well. And you're seeing the billionaire class that owns the media falling in line behind Trump. You're seeing this country move to kleptocracy. President of the United States taking office a little while ago when he was about to take office, issues a coin, makes billions. His wife makes billions, whatever it is, who knows. And then, you know, in terms of foreign policy. I mean, again, what we're seeing is almost hard to imagine, and such an insult to the men and women in our country who fought and died to defend democracy. I'm thinking about, you know, I always get touched deeply. You've seen that, Private Ryan, what was it?
Saving Private Ryan, yeah.
Saving Private Ryan, and that opening scene, that horrible scene on D-Day, when, you know, the invasion of Europe began. And guys, so many of these people died, were maimed, taking on Nazism and in the Far East, taking on, you know, Japanese imperialism, fighting for democracy. And after the war, the United States did the right thing. Our foreign policy hasn't always been great, but the Marshall Plan said, you know what? We're going to do our best to make Japan and Germany democracies, and today they are. They have their problems. Every country on earth has their problems. Fought and died to create democracy around the world, to spread democracy. And now, the other day, you have the United States to our everlasting shame, something we'll never live down. Resolution comes to the floor of the General Assembly of the UN, making it clear that Putin started the war in Ukraine, and the United States couldn't vote for that resolution.
Yeah, it's amazing. Senator, my apologies for calling you congressman earlier, but there's that hard break that you're familiar with from all those years. Thank you so much for dropping by today. It is always inspiring to talk with you. We really appreciate it.
Well, keep up the great work, Tom. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And check out Bernie's website, sanders.senate.gov, for information on his anti-oligarchy tour. You can also send Sanders on Twitter or at Bernie Sanders on Blue Sky. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable. meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, we're all just human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. And that's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor-selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or binge out on cookies, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. So get over to fieldofgreens.com. Check out the incredible range of products that they have there, all these different, powdered fruits and vegetables that make just great drinks. Check it out. and then use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off your first order. That's code TOM at fieldofgreens.com. Bring back your rights. The revolution's here. We're knocking on the door.
Welcome to Bernie's anti-oligarchy tour. Oh, Bernie's anti-oligarchy tour. Right up, don't be poor. He's fighting for the people, marching shore to shore. Bernie's anti-oligarchy tour. Knocking down that creepy door. No billionaires control us anymore.
Jim McGovern is speaking up and speaking out. He just eviscerated Republicans on the floor of the House last night. Here's what he said. He said, Democrats offered an amendment to protect Medicaid. Every Republican voted no. Democrats offered an amendment to extend tax cuts for people making under $400,000 a year while ensuring that corporations and billionaires pay their fair share. Every Republican voted no. Democrats offered an amendment preventing tax giveaways for people earning over $1 million a year. Every Republican voted no. We asked them to vote against tax breaks for people earning over $100 million a year. Every Republican voted no. We offered an amendment preventing tax cuts for people with a net worth of over, get this, $1 billion. Every Republican voted no. These Republicans betrayed their constituents. They voted to steal from the American people in order to protect their tax cuts for billionaires. God bless Jim McGovern. I mean, you know, it's like we need more Democrats to be speaking out and telling the truth. We need more. And one of the things that you can do when you reach out to your Democratic member of Congress is beg them to start doing town halls or even do town halls in the red districts in their states, like what Ro Khanna is doing and what Mark Pocan does, where they go into the red districts where the Republicans are refusing to do town halls and they hold town halls for those Republicans. Please reach out to your Democratic members of the House of Representatives. The number is 202-224-3121 and let them know about this brilliant idea. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have to tell you about the Republicans' far-right budget and the essence of tyranny, and I'll be picking up your calls, so stay tuned.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Come gather round, let me tell you the score. The man in the White House is scheming for more. He pardons the guilty, he jails the poor. Oh, the times are in danger again. He stacks up the courts, he silences foes.
Minutes past the hour. Last night, the House Republicans, 217-215, every Republican except one, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, voted for this budget resolution. Every Democrat, all 215, voted no. In fact, remarkably, one of the Democrats, Representative Brittany Peterson, had just given birth, but she came anyway with her newborn. And Representative Kevin Mullen also showed up. He's a Democrat from California, even though he had just gotten out of the hospital after surgery. So, I mean, it's like, you know, the Democrats are really fighting this good fight right now. But nonetheless, it passed. And specifically what this budget measure does is it calls for $4.5 trillion in tax breaks for billionaires, $2 trillion in spending cuts, $880 billion of that. From most likely Medicaid. So get ready, you know, grandma's going to get thrown out of her nursing home. It raises the debt limit by $4 trillion. We are now spending more money servicing our debt than we spend on our military. And that's a really, really bad milestone. And you can thank 100% of that. It can be attributed to Reagan's tax cuts, Bush's tax cuts, and Trump's tax cuts. And now the Republicans want to make it even worse. This is two Santa Clauses on absolute screaming steroids. Originally, there were three House Republicans who were going to vote against this, Spars, Burchett, and Davidson. But Trump reached out and scared the hell out of them, or maybe Musk did. I don't know. But here we are. Meanwhile, Robert Reich points out that what's really going on here is that is not just that Donald Trump and Elon Musk are stealing everything that's not nailed down and firing everybody they can in order to free up government money for tax cuts for themselves. The two billionaires and the 13 billionaires in Trump's cabinet and the three billionaires, the three richest men in America who stood with him when he got elected. And by the way, Jeff Bezos just announced over on Musk's social media sewer that he's going to change the editorial bias of the Washington Post. From now on, it's going to be free markets, which means pro-billionaire, and free speech, which means that billionaires get to spend as much money as they want on politics. So it looks like the Washington Post is going to be going hard right. This is not good. But anyhow, what Robert Reich is pointing out is that what Musk is trying to do is he's trying to consolidate the use of force. Now, why would he want to do that? Well, because at some point, the American people are going to start protesting in a big way. And when they do, Trump wants to be able to send the military in to shoot at people or otherwise punish them, imprison them. And he wants to make sure that the military will go along with that. He wants to make sure that the Justice Department will go along with that. He wants to make sure that the FBI will go along with that. And thus, what we're looking at is really, by any definition, the beginning of a genuinely tyrannical form of government that Trump and Musk envision. So we'll see where this goes, but not good. Not good at all. So what's on your mind today? Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Before I get to my topic, I just want to mention that last week you had people asking for me to put some anti-Trump material out there.
Yeah.
And I just want to say it's not going to happen. I use two fulfillment services, and their centers have pulled down all my anti-Trump items altogether. And just to give you an example, yesterday they pulled down my bumper sticker that said, "End welfare for the rich." So
really? It's
going to be much more difficult for me to be putting items like that up on my sites.
Wow. So are you looking for different fulfillment services?
I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Right now I'm out protesting as much as possible and everything. But the other thing I wanted to get to you about is Medicare. I've been on Medicare for years, and I think you know the original Medicare. Mm-hmm. And typically when I go to the doctor, the clinic visit is $130. I pay $20. Medicare pays $110 of it. Mm-hmm. This year, the first visit I had, it was flipped around. I had to pay the $110. Medicare paid the $20. On the second visit, the visit was denied, and I was charged a service charge from Medicare of $30. So now I'm going to have to pay $160 for that particular
visit. Are you certain you didn't get flipped into a Medicare Advantage program?
Nope. I'm still original Medicare.
And do you have a Medigap policy?
No. Matter of fact, I used to tell you over the years I was so proud because it was much better savings by having a Medigap, having to pay the original myself than having a Medigap.
Right.
So no, I'm just straight Medicare.
So maybe it's time to get a Medigap policy?
I don't know what to tell you. All I know is what's happened to me.
Yeah. That's wild.
It's invisible to me.
Because my Medigap policy covers everything that Medicare doesn't. I haven't, you know, paid.
Well,
I
got a funny feeling that if they keep messing around with this, I personally think someone's messing with the program. But you know, I have no proof of that. All I can tell you is what's happened to me.
That's interesting.
And that's exactly what happened. Okay.
That's interesting. Well, it'll be interesting to see if anybody calls and says that the same thing has happened to them.
Okay. I just wanted to make everyone aware because, I'm concerned. No question about it.
Yeah, I totally get it. Ziggy, thank you. And,
okay.
And be sure to let us know if or when you find a new fulfillment service so that people can go back to ordering good stuff from you.
I'm putting items up, but I try to make it as generic to get it past the censors.
Yeah, which is just terrible. So much for free speech in America. Ziggy, thank you.
Right, exactly.
Good luck.
All right, you're welcome.
Yep. Eric in Cadillac, Michigan. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I want to start with my disclaimer. I am not a mathematician, nor am I an accountant. But I just watched Fox News. It was horrible, as usual. And the Doge group was up there talking about that email letter that they had sent to employees. And where I'm going with this is, in addition to saying that there's all these 200-year-old people getting thousands of Social Security checks, millions of dead people getting Social Security checks, now he's saying, and I heard it with my own two ears, that basically there are fake government employees now, people that are just getting government paychecks that don't actually work for the government. And what I find interesting about the Republican rah, 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 chest thumping in victory about all this is, and this is where, again, not an accountant, but if the government mailed out hundreds of thousands of checks over the course of a year that were for thousands and thousands of dollars, and all of these dead people are getting these checks, or people that don't exist, wouldn't that stand to make the argument that Doge should have accountants and not hackers, because there are hundreds of millions of dollars in uncashed checks?
Yeah, I'm completely with you. If you're trying to find financial fraud, waste, or mismanagement, you hire accountants. If you're trying to seize control of government computer systems, you hire hackers. And that's what Trump and Musk have done. They've hired hackers. So, you know, I think their agenda is pretty clear. And in many cases, their lies are just being called out left and right. It's really pretty amazing.
Yeah, and it reminds me, it harkens me back to a very popular sitcom from the 90s, one in which the comedian had done a 15-second bit for the intro to a Japanese comedy show, and he ended up with like 4,000 checks that he had never cashed, and he had to cash all of these in anyway. But another point I wanted to ask you about, Tom, do you think that it's possible that Trump's recent assertion that he would like a federal takeover of Washington, D.C., tying this into what you said about Bezos and the military being able to deal with citizens on their terms, Trump's terms, do you think that because if D.C., and this is where I yield to your years of wisdom, D.C. is not under control of the federal government, but if it were...
It is, actually.
Wouldn't that give Trump more control of what the military... If Washington, D.C., were to lose, if that status were to change, would that make the military oppression of protesters easier? And that's a move.
I'm not sure because, you know, there's so much federal property in D.C. and the military can protect that federal property. That was the rationale that Trump used when he had the military come in to clear Lafayette Square, which is not federal property, or at least the streets around it. I don't think this has to do with that. I think he's already got the ability to order the military to shoot people or whatever. He's got that under control now. I think this is an end run to prevent D.C. statehood. D.C. has a larger population than Wyoming or Vermont, and they both have two senators and a member of Congress. D.C. has nothing. I mean, it has Eleanor Holmes Norton, but she can't vote. And so, you know, at some point, if Democrats come back into power, one of the things they're going to try and do is establish D.C. statehood. Well, if D.C. has been nailed down as 100% federal property and totally the province of the federal government, it may be much harder to make it a state. That's just a guess on my part, Eric, but, you know, I've been around a while. I think this is probably what's going on.
Honestly,
I got to run, Eric. I'm sorry.
That was my second choice.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Eric.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Elon Musk would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your calls.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. March 13th, that's the deadline set by the Trump administration for all federal agencies to submit plans for massive layoffs. These folks in Illinois who were fired by the VA.
I hope to get my job back, I really do. I don't know how long it will take.
I don't believe it's correct in any facet that a federal worker working for the government should have to live in fear to save their jobs.
He's not in the cabinet, but Elon Musk was at President Trump's cabinet meeting today, where the president backed up Elon Musk's email demand
to federal workers to report progress to DOGE or be terminated. The Supreme Court on Wednesday temporarily blocked a judge's order giving the Trump administration a midnight deadline to release billions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid. Among the programs without funding, says USAID officials, contracts that provide treatment for malnourished children and a project in Congo that operates the only source of water for a quarter of a million people. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
In your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind, like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this pope and are worried for him." Life imitating art or art imitating life. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here at the NFL Scouting Combine, where over 300 of the top college football players are here to meet and work out for NFL teams. It's also a chance to meet with players' agents. But Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's focused on the draft.
For me, it's more about getting to know these college players and making sure that the time we spend, not only in the interviews, but watching them compete on the field, you know, the weigh-ins, just everything that they do here, just kind of immersing yourself in that to get to know these guys as well as you can. You don't have this opportunity again. This is kind of a 1 week. So to me, that's the priority.
College hoops. Wisconsin over Washington, 88-62. Marquette down Providence, 82-52. The Bucks losing to the Rockets in Houston by 3, 100-97.
We just didn't play right. They kept getting stops, but then we kept going down, turning the ball over and making bad plays on our own.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, just a little bit of light rain out there. Otherwise, breezy west winds developing with lows in the lower 30s. On Thursday, we'll have a slight chance of some rain and some snowflakes out there. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Currently, 4 degrees below zero.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, who wrote the iconic substitute teacher sketch. Rich will also make the popcorn pick of the week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
That's what Louise and I are going to be doing Friday of this week, day after tomorrow, and all of next week. Jefferson Smith will be filling in for me, so please treat him nicely. He's a wonderful guy. And we're going to take a little bit of a break. It's been a really insanely intense period of time here this So anyhow, what's on your mind here? Brooks in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Brooks, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I wanted to thank you for having Bernie on this morning.
Oh, thank Bernie.
And I wanted to thank Bernie as well for just for the passion and for what he's doing. It is so impressive what he's doing with his anti-oligarch.
For a guy in his 80s.
I know. It's incredible. I wanted to pass along one thought, and that's it would be so cool if he could enlarge his anti-oligarch tour big time and bring in a bunch of the people that are going to carry this movement forward.
Yeah.
The political folks, and give them exposure.
Yeah, do it like the sexy liberal tour, turn it into an ensemble, you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and Jamie Raskin and, you know, a handful of other good progressive Democrats out there?
I'd like to see Pete Buttigieg also.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, the carry forward guys that are going to carry this kind of a movement forward.
I'm with you, Brooks. I'm with you. Brooks, thanks a lot. That was a great suggestion. We'll try to pass it along to him. Bill in South Beach, Oregon, listening on KYAQ. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Well, Tom, first time. I've been listening to you for a long time, but first time I've been able to get through. But
thank you.
I've got one question for you. I was reading on the Washington Spectator, and they had an article about, let me bring it up here real quick. It's called, it was a Supreme Court decision back in 1971 called Bevins versus six unknown named agents of Federal Bureau of Narcotics. And it established that a federal official who violates constitutional rights can be sued by a person,
a regular person. I was unaware of that.
And I'm just wondering if these people that are being fired couldn't sue these people, and maybe even a class action suit for $100 billion against Musk.
Yeah. I doubt they get $100 billion or even be able to get a suit that big going, but certainly they could sue
for a couple
of years' worth of income, something like that, you know, specific damages. I don't know, Bill. I'm unfamiliar with that Supreme Court decision, and I also have never seen any news stories about anybody actually using it. I mean, when was the last time you read about somebody successfully suing a federal official?
Yeah, well, this guy did back in 1971, and he won.
Yeah.
He went up to the Supreme Court,
right,
and he won.
Huh. I'll have to look into that. My sense of it is that everybody is scrambling, looking for ways to stop, you know, this destruction of the American government that Vladimir Putin has apparently ordered and that Donald Trump and Elon Musk are carrying out. Exactly what tools they will use and how it can be done and what the legalisms are and things like that, I'm still learning about. Bill, thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to hear from you. I appreciate it. I'm glad you made it through. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, Greg Palast is going to drop by and tell us how the Republicans are pre-rigging right now the election for next year, for 2026. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look at a very nuanced topic, Joann Fabrics closing. Does it affect you? Also, what's worse? Food Edition. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Elon Musk taking center stage as President Trump held the first cabinet meeting of his second term Wednesday. Musk talked about Doge and defended its controversial moves. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce was inside the meeting.
Trump making it clear Musk is the MVP, calling on him first.
So I'm going to ask if it's possible to have Elon get up first and talk about Doge.
As cabinet secretaries looked on, Musk standing to address the cameras.
The overall goal here with the Doge team is to help address the enormous deficit.
Sources tell us Musk has ruffled feathers within the cabinet.
The Trump administration Wednesday directing all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. A step toward clemency for the Menendez brothers. Governor Gavin Newsom of California is ordering the parole board there to launch what's called a comprehensive risk assessment as part of the process to decide on clemency. This is ABC News. A baby white rhino named Nova has made her debut at a Belgium zoo. The